It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Stay with the Ideas Network. After 8, we bring you the live testimony of Acting Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire. He's going before the House Intelligence Committee. That is after 8 right here on the Ideas Network. This hour, though, we're learning about Wisconsin's expanding dairy goat industry. We have far and away the most dairy goats here than in any state. Before we dive into the why and those numbers, let's get an update on our fall membership drive. I'm here with Dean Kallenbach. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you join in. And that is thanks to your support. Listeners provide the largest share of funding for WPR programs. And when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make the morning show. You make everything else you hear on WPR possible.
Kate, 24 minutes left of this hour. We've got a goal of 10, and we're looking for 6 more people to join in. Your gift right now, so important, because when you give, you support the programs like The Morning Show that you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. We truly mean that. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I happen to be the regional manager for Wisconsin Public Radio based in Eau Claire, so it was fun to hear Justice Cleveland in the last segment talking about the Ryder Cup, but it's just a reminder that we have these 20 stations around this state on the Ideas Network serving everybody and serving every community in Wisconsin, period. So we talk about the Ryder Cup coming to Wisconsin. We talked about Steve Stricker, a Wisconsin native, captaining the team. Those are fun things to talk about, and it is fun to have some fun on the morning show, and the Ideas Network gets serious, too. As you mentioned, we've got the Joseph McGuire testimony coming up in the House Intelligence Committee. These are the kinds of conversations you can count on from the Ideas Network and count on from the morning show.
WPR is listener-supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
It's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine, like a cup of coffee or a snack from the vending machine.
Well, consider the news, the inspiration, the information from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is the right donation for you. So sign up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
Bill, thank you so much. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with Dean Kallenbach, and your support today, right now, of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we absolutely count on your gift.
Hey, it's a busy time. We're all busy in the morning, but now is the time to give. While you're thinking about it, it takes just a few minutes to contribute.
And you'll have that great feeling of supporting the programs you love. See what's, you know, see what that's like right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
21 minutes left this hour. We're still looking for 6 people to join in. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus, remember, you're the, as you support the programs you love, you have that entry into the drawing for tickets to Hamilton in Chicago. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. It's the morning show, and we're getting a read on why Wisconsin tops the nation in the number of dairy goats. And as the numbers swell, we're seeing companies that now have products specifically for goats and cheese plants that are expanding. Dairy goat milk is in steady demand. Are you a dairy goat farmer? Tell us about your experience. 800-642-1234. Will Cushman is an associate editor at WisconText. That is a digital news and information service of WPR and WPT. Will, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, when we say exploding, we really mean it. You know, we see numbers of dairy goats jumping more than 200% since the early 2000s. What's going on?
Correct. It's since 2002, between 2002 and 2017, the USDA counted 222% increase in the number of dairy goats in the state. So that's huge. It's from 20-some thousand in 2002 to 83,000 in 2017. And so like you, I was pretty interested, like why did Wisconsin become kind of the epicenter of dairy goats in the nation? And it seems that it is a combination of, I think, as a lot of listeners can attest, growing demand for dairy goat products. Dairy goat cheese is hugely popular. But then also, Wisconsin just has a built-in dairy infrastructure, thanks to its heritage as a prime dairy state generally.
Yeah. How did the cow milk industry help the dairy goats take off here?
Essentially, it's pretty interesting. Initially, it was because of old kind of like abandoned processing plants. So I spoke to, for this story, the founder of Montchevre, the largest goat cheese brand in the nation, which got its start here in Wisconsin. And he is a Frenchman named Arnaud Solant. And he actually came to the U.S. as a teenager in the 1980s. His father worked for French food manufacturers and was looking to sell, who were looking to sell their products in the U.S. And in the late 80s, there was threats of tariffs, actually. There were longstanding beef between U.S. and Europe about hormones in beef. My apologies for the bad pun.
Okay.
But there were protests and against veal, American veal in particular, and so that led the U.S. to threaten 100% tariffs on French cheese. And so these French food manufacturers kind of got scared by that, and they asked him to look for a place in the U.S. to begin processing cheese. And he identified this old abandoned plant in Preston that used to make cheddar cheese and got a start in the late 80s, 1989. They started accepting milk from a local dairy goat co-op in central Wisconsin, and the rest is kind of history.
Wow. And so now you're seeing herds pop up all over. You're also seeing established cow herds also adding goats to their operations. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I spoke to a couple producers who had a history with dairy cattle. One up near Chippewa Falls, who no longer is milking cattle, but is milking dairy goats, made the transition, he said, 5 or 10 years ago, and is really enjoying milking dairy goats. He said that he's kind of a one-man operation, and goats, being quite a bit smaller than cattle, he said, are a lot easier to handle.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. and I spoke to another producer in Winnebago County, and she and her family actually still have dairy cattle, but added goats to their operation about 10 years ago. And she said they've never looked back. They really enjoy it. There are difficulties for sure. Goats are a little bit more finicky than cattle and have actually more require higher nutritional needs than cattle, or more tailored nutritional needs.
We can't go off the old saying that a goat will eat anything.
Yeah, that was a really surprising part of my reporting to me. I mean, I've heard that old kind of wives' tale that goats will eat anything, including like a tin can or shoe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not the case apparently. Especially if you want to make high quality milk, you've got to feed them the right stuff.
We're talking about Wisconsin's dairy goat industry with Will Cushman from Wisconsin. Do you eat or drink goat products? Do you enjoy the taste, or do you think there are nutritional benefits? Are they more affordable, or is it worth the extra price? What questions do you have about the dairy goat industry? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So, Will, we see the milk and the cheeses. How else do you see an expansion of the dairy goat industry in our state?
That's a really good question. And a really important part of the story is that actually about half of the growth in dairy goats between 2002 and 2017, over that 15-year period, about half of that occurred just in the last couple years before 2017. And that was thanks to a couple really large dairies opening up in Calumet County. Each of them have the capacity to milk between 6,000 and 9,000 goats. And that is vastly larger than the average herd size. And these dairies are essentially they got their start because processors asked them to. There are a couple large processors in the state that didn't have enough milk and asked people who – both of these dairies in Calumet County, the companies had backgrounds in large dairy cattle operations as well. And so they asked them to look into getting into goats, and they did. And they're now providing a huge amount of the milk in the state.
Are we going to top out here? I mean, where – do we max out our industry in Wisconsin?
That's a really good question. And I think a lot of the smaller producers are kind of wondering that too. The producers that I did speak to were smaller, had 100 goats or fewer. And they talked about how there is definitely like an increasing pressure on smaller producers, in part thanks to these really large operations. But there's potential that the demand could increase. Saputo is a multinational corporation from Quebec. They bought Montchevre a couple of years ago, and so they now operate Montchevre's old processing plant in Belmont in southwest Wisconsin. And they also operate a smaller plant in Lancaster in Grant County, and they are potentially – it's really kind of up in the air still, but the city of Lancaster is working with them on some potential expansions of mm-hmm. that plant, which could make it the largest dairy goat processing plant in the nation, actually. So the demand for milk in Wisconsin could go up significantly if that happens. But in the meantime, smaller producers are getting a little nervous that we're tapping out. Yeah.
So there's word on the street that you appreciate some dairy goat cheese. What should we try? What should we? I mean, it's just rumors. But if you would know, just asking for a friend, what should we be trying here?
Oh man, and anything? I was interested in reporting the story because I love goat cheese. Goat milk is really good as well.
Thank you for your transparency. Carry on.
Yeah, I know. Maybe there's an ulterior motive there for sure. I do like those logs of goat cheese that are wrapped in dried cranberries, or the ones that have a lot of salt on them and pepper. Mm-hmm. My brother makes a really awesome pizza with goat cheese on it and a beet pesto. It's pretty awesome. How about you, Kate?
Oh,
what do you like?
Oh my gosh. Beet
pesto.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He has a pizza business. So
okay.
It's pretty professionally done.
Well, let's take a call here. I'm going to deflect here. Claire in Wausau is here. Claire, hi.
Good morning. This is a great topic. I listen to you guys all the time, so I just love Wisconsin Public Radio. But thank you so much for the goat farmer. I'm sorry I didn't get your name. I just think it would really balance out our dairy industry. I've worked in the dairy industry before, and if I would have known more about goat and its benefits when my child was younger and his allergies to dairy, it really would have made a huge difference. And there's a great movie out, Temple Grandin, who explains about cattle and and things like that, that more of a humane environment. But I know farmers who are so frustrated that the cattle industry has grown into such a large environment that we can't even control it in the groundwater, and the watershed is pretty sad. But goat, I'll tell you what, it has balanced everything out. I've turned so many people on to goat, and they've been so grateful.
Well, Claire, Claire, thank you so much for calling in. And it sounds like Claire is saying, you know, goats are a great alternative to cow's milk.
Yeah, and that's definitely what I've heard from the people I've talked to as well. They can be challenging for producers because of their nutritional needs, but definitely easier to handle. And I think for a lot of people, easier to handle digesting the dairy goat products as well.
Very quickly, Derek in Galeville. Hi, Derek.
Hi.
What's the question?
So I was wondering if, like, goat cheese is better than cheese from a cow. Like, it does it have more fat or less fat, or is it better for you than regular cheese?
All right, Derek, thank you so much for the call. Will, you know, what do we know about the nutritional comparisons?
I think there's probably a lot of information out there. I don't have it on the off the top of my head, but I would imagine that the nutritional value is a little different in goat milk than in cow milk, but yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Will Cushman is an associate editor at Wiscontext. That is a digital news and information service of WPR and WPT. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're with us on The Morning Show as we check in on our fall member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kallenbach. We're here to ask you to invest just a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
These programs you count on, like The Morning Show with Kate Archer-Kent, listener support makes up the largest piece of funding for them, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
I'm checking out this leaderboard. It's really nice when I haven't looked over for a few minutes, deep in conversation. I look over now. We need two more pledges in the next five or so minutes. I know we can get there. Two pledges. You and your colleague, you and your neighbor, you and your friend. These hourly goals, they are super important to us. They make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Like many people in Wisconsin, I grew up in a dairy farm, and to see the changing of the dairy culture in Wisconsin over the years has been fascinating. Will Cushman with some very interesting conversation about the boom of dairy goats
and the
in
backstory, the fascinating backstory.
Yep.
That is, you know, where else are you going to get that?
I bet they don't hurt as much when they kick. These are the kinds of conversations, though, this Wisconsin focus that you can get from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported. We don't kick. And that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
So, you know, Wisconsin Public Radio is great at talk radio. And another thing public radio is famous for are our totes. And we've got a new one. It's a natural cotton tote, has this cool geometric design. It's perfect for groceries. Support the programs you value and show off that WPR pride wherever you go. It starts with your gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're busy. It can be difficult to squeeze in all the day's to-dos, but no matter how challenging your schedule is, it's always fast and convenient to make your contribution to WPR Online. Just go to WPR.org. With secure online pledging, you can pick the amount you want to give, how you'd like to pay, and even ask for a thank you gift. It's secure, quick, and pledging your support is a simple, easy task that has a huge impact. It funds all the in-depth news, thoughtful conversations, and excellent music and entertainment that are a part of your everyday, no matter how busy things get. So give now at WPR.org. Of course, you can always give us a call at 888-202-2552.
Yes, Give us a call, 888-202-2552. Give at WPR.org. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with Dean Kallenbach. It is listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it is $100 a month. Whatever dollar amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Just 3 minutes left this hour. We're looking for two more people to join in to make our goal. Thanks if you've already given.
If you haven't, give right now, you and a friend, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs that you enjoy.
That's right. Those programs that inform and inspire you here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Programs that entertain and engage you any time of the day or night.
And what makes it all possible? You do. People who contribute make WPR happen.
Your gift of $100 or $10 a month, whatever you choose, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, we are so close to this hour's goal. Only two pledges away. We can do it with your help. WPR is listener powered, and that is why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Show your support and ask for that new WPR tote. It's a natural cotton bag, has shoulder length handles, both stylish and practical. Men, women, doesn't matter. It's yours when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Dean, I can see you toting around that tote.
Not a problem.
I know. And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Patty from my neck of the woods in St. Croix Falls says she's renewing her membership. And Sarah from Stevens Point says she relies on WPR for state news. Good thing it's coming up.
And Amber from DePeer says huge fan of NPR podcasts. We've got all the gang here. What about you? 888-202-2552, WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support.